Well, it's time for another break today. This is break number 24. I have my oil lamp lit for a little bit of extra heat. I've got my Bayberry candle, giving my office just a little bit better aroma to it. I've got my cup of coffee, a glass of ice water, my Bible, and my newsletter that I'm going to talk about here this morning or this afternoon or this evening. I don't have an address for this publication. It's called The Workman, and it claims to be a rightly dividing publication. And so one would think, well, I'll just read this thing and I'll learn some things from it because you're a rightly divider, I'm a rightly divider, and this is a rightly dividing thing, so it must be safe, must be good. Like I say, there's no place for me to write to or contact. It's a Pal Talk group, so I think I know who this is coming from out of San Diego, possibly wrong. It's got a book you can order. It's from a different publication, so that's not the same thing. And even though this thing is out of, what we got here, where's the address? Out of White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. If anybody knows the contact, please let me know. I would be glad to talk with them because these are my issues this morning. That even though this is out of West Virginia, WV, I believe the group that kind of hunkers all this stuff is out of San Diego again because of the Pal Talk reference here. I hate to put Pal Talk back onto my computer. Some of you know the issues we always had when we did those Pal Talk rooms. I wouldn't mind being able to talk once a week or a couple times a week to a live audience. We're past that at this point, apparently. Maybe sometime we should just hop on that Pal Talk and say hi to each other anyway. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Sometimes it's hard to let the past go. Those were some great days. If you all remember, we had Pal Talk going into our church back in Washington, and we had a pretty good family for quite a while there. And now we've kind of gone our separate ways, but we do listen, apparently, through these little breaks. Good to have you around this morning, former Pal Talkians. But I'm gonna point something out here that doesn't surprise me, but just like the J.R. Tolkien things, it takes me a while to find some material or to be proven what I'm saying from the simplicity of the Scriptures. I guess I am just a simpleton. I stick to King James only. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to be around anything else. I don't believe in going to the Greek, and as soon as somebody goes to the Greek, I dump them. As soon as somebody makes an improper King James usage, I will dump them, and if they don't rightly divide the thing, like I said, I'll dump them, and this newsletter is full of all three things. So let's look at this thing. I want to show you the dangers because people say they're grace. Well, there's Grace Baptist, there's Grace Lutheran, there's probably Grace Catholic, I don't know. I know there's Grace Ministries. I don't follow them. I don't believe that they're teaching all of the truth. I don't think that they're teaching the dispensation of grace. I don't think they're teaching the ways of Paul. And I do believe that I do the best I can. I get this stuff in there. Somebody can show me where I misquoted a verse. If somebody can show me where I went to the Greek. If somebody can show me that I'm quoting the King James incorrectly. I think I already said that. I don't know. What I do is I get my old cheap little concordance, which won't even work in any computers anymore except mine, because mine is a XP, I guess they call it, and so it still works. What I do is I type in the word or the phrases I'm looking for, and I look at them in all of Paul's books only. Then I will pull them up in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Hebrews to Jude books, and I'll guarantee there will always be a difference. In whatever word you're looking up, whatever subject you're looking up, there's a difference. It's that simple. And as much as I will teach and preach out of Old Testament, I will show some things in Peter and John because I want to show people those things aren't written to us. And if you've heard this being taught to you, it's incorrect. It's wrong. Leave the church. Avoid, withdraw, have no company with, and the list goes on. That's why I am the way I am. So let's look at this thing. The first thing I notice in this newsletter, which I did not ask for, it just suddenly comes to me because I guess I'm a rightly divider, so they think they can send it to me. First thing that comes out of this thing is they're talking about rightly dividing the word, 2 Timothy 2:15. And then it goes right in here with the word okinomian. If we want to get to some plain terms, which should be well understood in our present culture, you come to the word oikonomian. Oh, yeah, that's plain. That's a plain term, all right, which is Greek for household, dispensation, and administration. Oh, so here we go. This guy, whoever this is, rightly divider, King James. So here we go. Just like Agape Phileos, this is bogus stuff. Is it just a one time you did it? No, there's other times. So there's that one. Paper done. You can't trust rightly dividing people because they say they're rightly dividing. We just can't do that. You've got to open up your King James Bible and check what you're reading. And my second question is why do we read all this other stuff anyway? We got a King James Bible. Do you honestly need somebody to explain these things? Well, that's another break we're going to talk about here pretty soon. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I'll show you here. But let's get to something else here. Okay, so we know that they're a Greeker. Most of these guys are Greekers. I believe they are. And somebody says, well, are you the only one in the country that talks like this? No, I don't think so. I don't know of anybody else, but I'm certainly not going to claim that I'm the only guy in this world that teaches like this. Why won't you make that claim? One, I'm not that prideful. Two, I realize that this is so simple. This is so plain. I don't need to go to the Greek. Rightly divide. And in fact, I've even got to rightly divide within Paul's books because there's verses in those books that are written to women. Those verses, there are verses in those books that are written to men. That's rightly dividing. There's verses in that book that were written to be applied before the King James Bible came out. That's what Corinthians, you have to rightly divide Corinthians to realize some things came before the King James Bible and after, 1 Corinthians 13:10. So I'm as basic as can be. I'm as uneducated. I have no Bible Institute degree. I have listened to preachers, big ones, little ones, fat ones, skinny ones, loud ones, quiet ones, crying ones, sober ones. I've heard missionary upon missionary give false messages that were from a King James Bible but were wrongly preached based on what I was reading right in front of me when they were preaching. So I've been around. But listen, this is Mr. Simpleton here. Let's get off of that horse. Let's go back. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Let me show you some things that are in this newsletter. Ephesians 4:16. But of whom all the body fitly together and compacted through every joint of the supply, according to the increase of the body itself, makes unto building up of itself in love. That doesn't make sense quite, because in a real King James Bible says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working. Why do they take the word effectual out of there? The effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, to me, that makes more sense. Secondly, they changed it. They put in something different. Gone, out of the way, not going to listen to them anymore. But I just went through this newsletter to find some other things here. Let's look at this. Look at verse 18. Oh, they do 17, 18, and 19. They tweak them all. 18. Being darkened in understanding, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance which is in them, through the hardness of their hearts. Okay. Having the understanding darkened, King James now, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. I mean, there were some other words changed as well, but hardness of the heart versus blindness. What, God didn't know what he was saying when he used blindness? So, you know, there's no point of going on. They're not King James. This particular group, and because of that room and pal talk, this is a pretty big group of rightly dividers. They go to the Greek. I've always known they have. Now I got some particulars, and I know they're not all King James. Now I see that for sure. Now, how about this rightly dividing thing? Are they even rightly dividers? Well, first of all, this is their statement, Colossians 3:18. The wives, subject yourselves to the husbands, as is becoming in Lord. Boy, that just stood out like, so that doesn't even sound right. What are we talking about here? Pull out my King James Bible. Let's check it out. Well, it doesn't say the wives. It says wives. And it says submit yourselves unto your own husbands, not subject yourselves. Subject, just a quick thought here is, this guy is mean and rough. You got to subject yourself to him. You got to put yourself down to be up with him, kind of a thing. Subject yourselves. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. And they say, as is becoming in Lord. By the way, it does also say, subject yourselves to the husbands, plural. King James says, unto your own husbands. Okay? So you wives in the church have to submit yourselves to all these men in the church, their husbands, to the husbands. God said it perfectly. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. But this is the puzzling one. They say, as is becoming in Lord. Well, first I thought, well, that's a misprint. But their response after that says, becoming in Lord is a phrase which indicates what is the proper behavior of the body member. Becoming in Lord doesn't even make sense. Doesn't even make sense. And besides that, they, for one of the references, they use 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Wait a minute. I thought these people were rightly dividing. They're not rightly dividing. They bring in 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6, and that goes against what Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 5. Just the opposite. This is a mess, folks. And then one more, then we'll cut out here early because, you know, it's all the same thing to you here. One more says, the husbands love the wives and be not bitter towards them. Towards them, against them. See, the King James, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. And they say, be not bitter towards them. I suppose they're using some form of a King James Bible. I don't know. I'm not even going to take the time to find out what it is. My research to prove these guys are wrong and go deeper into their wronginess just wastes my time. There's no point. They're wrong. They don't rightly divide. They go to the Greek. They don't even use King James. Here's the clincher, okay? With what I just talked about in one of the previous breaks about agape phileo, here we go. The husbands love the wives and be not bitter towards them. That's their verse that they use. Remember, that is not King James. Then they explain, the word love here is agapetate. Agapetate? What is that? I've never heard agapetate, which is God's love. I've heard that one either. The most used word for love is phileo, which is brotherly love. Boom, lights go off. Sirens go, agape phileo, Greek. And besides that, agapete, what is that? What did it come up with that one? So it's a mess, folks. It's a mess. These rightly dividers, these grace ministry people, so many of them, I'm not going to say all of them, of course, so many of them go to the Greek and they sound so good. So many use some kind of a form of a King James Bible. So if you're not careful by following in your own King James Bible, you would think they might be talking about King James Bible. And they don't rightly divide. They brought Peter in and mix it with Paul. And this is just in one newsletter. So I'll probably get on Pal Talk and see if I can get some discussion going and show these people what they're doing. I don't know. Do I want to do that? I don't know. Who knows? But for you folks out there, if you find somebody else you want to listen to and have preached at you from YouTube or their tube or my tube or his tube or whatever, just make sure you use your King James Bible. Don't trust them as saying they're King James. And if anybody ever goes to Greek, delete, erase, move on. The scriptural words are avoid from such withdraw, have no company with. And if they mix Peter in or James or John in with Paul, they're not rightly dividers. They're liars.